Welcome to this podcast about 20 Mile River and Turnagain Arm in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. 20 Mile River rises from a series of small, unnamed glaciers and snowfields in the western Chugach Mountains and flows generally south for 10 miles, where it joins Glacier River, then continues another 5 miles southwest to Turnagain Arm, about 12 miles northwest of Whittier and 9 miles southeast of Girdwood, Alaska. Glacier River begins at the terminus lake of 20 Mile Glacier and flows south for 1.3 miles through a wide valley, where it joins the Carmen River. It then turns southwest and flows 3 miles to meet the 20 Mile River. The local name was reported in 1898 by Captain Edwin Forbes Glenn of the U.S. Army. Edwin Glenn graduated from the United States Military Academy in 1877 and was commissioned into the 25th Infantry Regiment. In 1898, he commanded relief and exploration missions in the District of Alaska, keeping journals of his travels through Upper Cook Inlet that are now held in the University of Alaska Anchorage's archives. Alaska's Glenn Highway and the town of Glen Allen were later named for him. In 1900, he became a judge advocate in the Philippines, where he and the soldiers under his command subjected Filipino prisoners to torture, a crime for which he was tried and found guilty. He served in various capacities during the First World War and retired as a brigadier general in December 1919. In 1898, Brigadier General Nelson A. Miles dispatched an expedition to Alaska under the command of Captain Edwin Glenn to explore and map a transportation corridor for a railroad or wagon road from the ice-free ports of Seward and Portage Bay, now Whittier, to the Yukon and Tanana Rivers. Luther Sage Kelly was assigned to the expedition as chief scout and tracker and was teamed with the geologist Walter Curran Mendenhall to find a route through the Chugach Mountains. They found two. One ran from Portage Bay across Portage Glacier, up the 20 Mile to Winter Creek, then over Crow Pass to Eagle River. The other went up Indian Creek to Ship Creek and then to the Eagle River Flats. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.